Hello and welcome to Moments for Moms. Today we're talking about loneliness. And I remember after the birth of my first child, it was one of the loneliest times in my whole life. I felt trapped, I was exhausted, and I felt like nobody could understand the pain that I was going through. It was a lonely time. Loneliness affects people in different ways. Some people are lonely in a room full of people. Some people withdraw from other people because of a feeling of loneliness. How does it come to you? At the root of it, I believe, is a feeling of being misunderstood, or the question might come across your mind, do I really matter to anybody? It's a feeling of insignificance. It makes us feel completely isolated and somewhat hopeless. John Milton said that loneliness is the first thing which God's eye named not good. The reality is that we are created to be relational beings. Even as God, triune, created us in His image from a community, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we too are created with that desire to be known and the desire to give love to others. Whether you're a stay-home mom or you're busy, perhaps you're single, there's a number of reasons you may be alone. Maybe you're just too busy to invest in relationships. Maybe you're a natural introvert and you just think that comes with your temperament. I would suggest a few things to remember. In Psalm 102, the psalmist says, I will lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on a housetop. Loneliness has been felt by every human being. And at some point in time, if we can acknowledge it, that's the beginning. John 16 tells us that Jesus experienced incredible loneliness. He said, you will leave me alone. He said this to his disciples. But I am never really alone because the Father is with me. If we go to Jesus, He understands our loneliness because He was abandoned by everyone. And no matter how He felt, He said, yet my Father is always with me. So the way we look at loneliness, it might be seen as a passive state. I am lonely and there's nothing I can do about it. But we can take the initiative and reach out to others. In doing that and giving of ourselves to other people, we'll find that we're more full than we were before. Also, if we are made to be in community, we need to realize that that's an important part of our life. And if we feel like people don't understand us, it's probably because we haven't opened up to them. Take the time, see that God loves you, and recognize that you're made for this. I pray that you will find some hope in the lonely time in which you find yourself today.